Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned into quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Well, good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. Of course, I am Shayla, and I am so honored and excited that you've opted to join us live on this Tuesday, September the 13th. It is 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, as you know, we are in the midst of September, and I trust you're having one awesome week thus far. We are quickly approaching fall. It will be here before you know it. And I know many of you are welcoming the cooler temperatures, so autumn will be here very soon. You know, Let's Talk America radio show is an award-winning family news program that offers news talk for every single member of your household, regardless of generation or age. We've had the amazing opportunity to be on the air for the past 3 years, and we have presented exclusive interviews on so many topics, but we have more to cover, and we certainly seek those that are leading experts and celebrity guests in their fields. Now, we continue to cover the topics that matter to you, and we recognize that your health matters, the law, politics, education, pop culture, music, and so much more. And you can count on Let's Talk America Radio to continue to cover those very important topics and feature the people of today. Now, right now, I would like for you to please hashtag LTA Radio. Hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, on your favorite social media outlet. If you're on Twitter, please hashtag LTA Radio. If you happen to be on Snapchat or Instagram or the famous Facebook, do hashtag LTA Radio. And you can also take a quick selfie to put with that hashtag. We don't mind at all, okay? I want you to know that we have a brand new website. It's easy to navigate. You're simply going to love it. Please visit www.ltaradio.com. Again, please visit ltaradio.com. Okay, and there you can find our various social media outlets. Literally, we're on everyone out there. So if you hashtag LTA Radio, it's easy to find us. Well, tonight we have one amazing featured lineup. Acclaimed and famed fashion designer Penine Tournay joins the show to discuss her success, wedding stress, and also an interesting option to lose the extra pounds for the big wedding day. Now, many of you know Penine Tournay from Say Yes to the Dress, and of course, she has designed wedding dresses for many of your favorite celebrities. You want to hear this exclusive interview tonight. We are so excited and honored to feature this conversation. Also, are you wondering how to save for the future? Well, believe it or not, the future is literally right around the corner. And we have finance guru Neil Godfrey. She is with us tonight, and she's going to talk about money and so much more. And specifically, you want your younger generations to certainly tune in for this because she has a special message for them. And lastly, tonight on the show, are you keeping your eyes healthy? Or are you even sure you have healthy eyes? Well, optometrist Dr. Howard Purcell joins us tonight to discuss those new online eye exams. Are they safe? He's going to break it all down for us. You know, we keep you informed here on Let's Talk America Radio, and we address the people and the issues and topics you want to hear. And we certainly have that for you tonight. It's a very informative segment. It's very brief, so you want to stay with us, okay? I keep in mind that our signature In the News will air very soon, and that's where we cover the trending topics of the hour. And it's already been one busy day. Now, you should know we enjoy timely news, great talk, and also powerful music here on Let's Talk America Radio. And tonight, the tunes of Cassinda James will air, so you want to stay with us. Right now, please message all of your family, friends, colleagues, and even your next-door neighbor, and let them know that LTA Radio is on now, and we feature the people and the topics of the day. All right, everyone, we're set to kick it off. Stay with us. It's a quick show tonight, but one that's worthy and informative. You're listening to LTA Radio. Let's get it.
Do you need to see a doctor today and can't wait 2 weeks for an appointment? Are you tired of waiting for hours on end in the emergency room? Well, good news. Get Well Urgent Care is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Dr. Baruti and his well-trained staff specialize in minor surgical procedures like keloid removal, IV therapy, telemedicine, and a six-month physician-supervised weight loss program. Get Well Urgent Care is located in Douglasville, Georgia, Interstate 20, Exit 37. Call 404-937-3508 or go to www.getwellga.org.
Hi, this is Leslie. I'm really enjoying the show. Let's Talk America keeps you in the know.
Hi, my name is Tina Harrell, and I just love listening to Shayna Thornton on Let's Talk America. It's wonderful. Please keep it going, Shayna.
Hi, I'm Yolanda, and I listen to Let's Talk America. Let's keep it going.
Welcome back, everyone. As always, I'd be remiss if I did not thank our national partners and sponsors. Your support is priceless. Thank you. If you are with an organization or a company and you're interested in collaborating with Let's Talk America Radio, simply shoot us an email at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, simply email us at admin@ltaradio.com, and we'll answer all of your questions about advertising and partnerships. Also, I'd be remiss if I did not thank our weekly dedicated listeners. Your support is everything. Thank you for tuning in. Also, catching the replay podcast at your convenience to listen to the show more than once. Thank you so much. I recognize that many of you listen on iTunes, or you go to the Blog Talk Radio site itself, or you go to TuneIn, SoundCloud. There's so many different outlets out there that you listen to our episodes. So thank you for sticking with us. And also, thank you so much for telling your family and friends about our show. We've gotten the feedback from others that you have told them about LTA Radio, and it makes all of the difference. Stay with us, okay? Well, right now it's time for our signature in the news, and that's where we highlight the top news of the hour. Before we kick it off for tonight's show, I would like to remind you that Let's Talk America Radio has partnered with the one and only SCBTV Channel 182 News out of Georgia on the Charter Network to present the televised version up in the news. Hey, watch our footage on Vimeo. You can find that footage by simply visiting ltaradio.com, ltaradio.com. All right, we're set to kick it off for this week in the news. Scrutiny of candidates' health. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has recently been diagnosed with pneumonia. A video has surfaced seemingly showing her collapsing right before entering her SUV at a September the 11th ceremony in New York City this past weekend. Now, it's being reported that she became overheated at the event. She has canceled upcoming travel plans to California. Now, in previous weeks, rumors have surfaced online claiming Clinton has health concerns. Meanwhile, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he took a physical examination recently and plans to release those results soon. Now, Clinton is 68 years old and Trump is 70 years old. Some onlookers have complained that both candidates have released very little about their health. In the news, leprosy in the U.S. It's being reported that medical experts believe two school-aged children have leprosy in Riverside County, California. Now, leprosy is now referred to as Hansen's disease and extremely rare in the U.S. At this point, it's not known how the children contracted the disease. The school has seen an increased amount of general absences due to the diagnosis of the two students. An estimated 95% of people are naturally immune to actually getting the disease. Symptoms of leprosy often include blisters and loss of color on the skin. And finally, in the news, truce in Syria. A halt of hostilities is due to start in Syria this week. Syrian state media has reported that President Bashar al-Assad welcomed the agreement, which aims to keep a 10-day truce followed by coordinated U.S.-Russian airstrikes against jihadist militants. The deal was reached last week in Geneva after months of talks between Russia and U.S. diplomats. Al-Assad went on record earlier this week saying his nation plans to rebuild. Well, everyone, this wraps up this week's edition of In the News on Let's Talk America Radio Show. But stay with us. If you are a news junkie, do connect with us on Twitter. That's where we share news stories 24 hours a day around the clock. Our handle on Twitter is SS Thornton. Our handle on Twitter is SSTHORNTON. Well, here on Let's Talk America Radio, we cover the people and the issues that affect you. And I'm so excited tonight to feature an exclusive conversation with the one and only fashion and wedding dress designer, Panina Tornay from Say Yes to the Dress. Many of you know her because she has designed and dressed many celebrities on their big wedding day. She's going to talk about her success, and she's also going to talk about healthy dining. You want to stay with us. We have this and more for you. Remember, you're listening to Let's Talk America Radio with host Shayna Thornton. We offer news, talk, and music.
Hey, you want to bring your career to the next level? Call United Medical and Business Institute now, 866-304-UMBI, and enroll today. You can be certified in less than a year. If you've always wanted to get into the healthcare field, or you want to make more money, this is your chance.
UMBI is MARTA accessible and offers flexible class schedules.
Financial assistance available for those who qualify. Call 866-304-UMBI or visit them on the web at umbi.edu. Your future is only a call away. United Medical and Business Institute, where your goals become your reality.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now time for our inspirational quote of the night. And this is where I highlight a pretty moving and encouraging statement that has inspired me, and perhaps it will do the same for you. Tonight, the source is anonymous, but the words are still as powerful. And the quote says, "A word of encouragement during a failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success." Again, tonight's quote on Let's Talk America Radio goes along the lines of, "A word of encouragement during a failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success." And those words are pretty obvious and speaks for themselves. You know, we all encounter failure. We all encounter disappointment in this life. If not, I simply advise you to keep living. But when we reach those points, perhaps darkness, maybe disappointment, maybe things didn't work out the way we wanted to, it's no need necessarily to stay down. But I always say it's great to be surrounded by supportive and encouraging people that are there in your time of need to give you those words to get you right back on your feet on the path to excellency and success. You have one life. Make it great. All right, everyone. We are so excited. Right now, we are seconds away from featuring an exclusive one-on-one interview with world-renowned fashion and wedding dress designer Panina Tornay. She joins me one-on-one to discuss her success and also wedding stress that big day. If you're saying you've already walked down the aisle, perhaps you have a daughter, a niece, someone you love and care for will eventually walk down that aisle. You want to hear what she has to say. Remember, you're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show. Stay with us.
I'm so far from you.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospel singer. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America. Well, we know the temperature is beginning to fall throughout the U.S., and the fall wedding season is quickly approaching. Or maybe your family is already planning for a spring wedding in 2017. Regardless, for many young women and moms, that means looking for bridal inspiration by watching the wildly popular TLC show, Say Yes to the Dress. I know many of our listeners are tuned in. We get the message. Well, joining us right now tonight, I'm so excited to have one of the guests, world-renowned designer, lifestyle, and fashion expert, Panina Tornay. Panina, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Hi, Shayna. How are you?
I am awesome. So excited and honored to have you on with us. I know tonight you're going to be discussing some of the concerns and challenging decisions facing many of the brides. Now, first, let me go here. I've got to ask this question. Why do you think that Say Yes to the Dress is such a popular hit?
Well, first, because it's an amazing show, and
yes.
We're shooting the 15th season right now. And because it really, it inspires brides when they're, you know, before they're going out shopping for their dream dress.
Okay.
And it shows what really happens behind the scenes. And it's a real show. I mean, what you see is real.
Okay. So it's real.
Oh, and the dresses, of course, and it shows so many dresses. It features these amazing gowns, so brides can sit in their living rooms and dream about what dress they're going to be wearing on their wedding day.
Wow, and there's something very, I think, engaging when people are watching real life things, saying, "Hey, that could be me, or that is me at this time." What are some of the mistakes that brides often make from your professional experience?
Well, I think that when a bride doesn't really prepare herself for the journey, and doesn't understand that it's a
okay.
fun experience, and when brides let anxiety catch up with them, that's the biggest mistake.
Okay.
And we call that bridal anxiety, and it's the worst thing that a bride can do to herself. By the way, that's what turns a beautiful, normal, and kind bride into a bridezilla, because that's what happens when you let anxiety catch up with you. So I think a bride should first of all understand and know deep in her heart that this is her day, and
okay.
she should make it a wonderful experience.
And just enjoy the moment. And we know some of those moments can be stressful. But, Benita, I want to bring up one of the most stressful things that brides and some grooms face. It's the weight that's on them. We know America currently is battling an obesity issue. And many brides and grooms, of course, dream of being their ideal weight, especially on that very special day. Now, I know there are different weight loss plans out there. From your professional experience, why do you think one weight loss plan may be better than another?
Well, because of, you know, all my experience, and I've been doing this for 25 years,
yes.
And I love assisting my brides in everything they need, not only the dress. I've seen so many brides struggle to lose their weight. I've seen brides literally faint on their fitting.
Oh, wow.
That, you know, I always looked for something that I could believe in,
okay.
that I could recommend to my brides, and I have to tell you, I mean, that's a very common issue, losing weight.
Yeah.
Almost every bride that I meet, even if she doesn't have a lot of weight to lose,
okay.
talks to me about losing weight. Most of my brides say, okay, Penina, I take my measurements, but I want one or two sizes less when you create my dress, when
okay.
you send me the dress, because I'm going to lose weight. Even if they look great, they want to lose
yes.
a little bit of weight.
I see.
So, I believe in planning things in advance, and the Nutrisystem plan
okay.
makes it possible for you to go on a diet, to lose weight, but in a healthy, balanced, and very tasty way.
I see.
And therefore, I decided to join the plan, and I do it myself to maintain my weight.
Okay.
And I partnered with Nutrisystem, and I'm very happy to be able to help my brides by recommending this wonderful plan for them.
And we know being our ideal weight is best because it can help fight so many things, cardiovascular disease. It can also lower chances of diabetes and so many things, even connected to reducing your chance or possibility of getting cancer. So we want to get the weight off in the right way, and clearly what you mentioned is one of those options. I want to talk about different body types that's not always related to weight, right, Benina? Because some people could be top-heavy or bottom-heavy, or they have large legs or hips. You know, are there, from your professional experience, are there any different type of styles that fit different body types better?
Well, yes. First of all, if you're big-busted, I would recommend a neckline that's more of a V neckline
okay.
because it gives an illusion that that your top is a little narrower, and that's very important. For example, for brides that have a wider, wider hip, low hip,
okay.
I would recommend more of an A-line shape so that it doesn't accentuate the shape of your low hip. But I have to tell you that I have seen brides that were very curvy and that have the personality of being more of a sexy bride. I've seen them in mermaid gowns, in fitted gowns, and they look amazing. So it's really keeping your mind opened to different kinds of shapes,
yes.
Trying them on,
okay.
And you know, looking at yourself in the mirror, and when there's this moment where your eyes like shine and you have like tears in your eyes, that's the moment you know that this is your dress.
Wow, and you know that special moment is there. And like you say, try to make it as stress-free as possible. And one of
Absolutely.
Those is not to stress over your weight. So lose the weight and be healthy and diet an exercise.
Exactly.
And
with
that
the
helps.
Nutrisystem plan, somebody else does the thinking for you. Somebody else does the, you know, the portion control, preparing the food. Imagine how much stress it is every day to think what you're going to eat, how many calories, how to prepare the food so that you can still enjoy it. With Nutrisystem, it makes it so easy, and it's helpful, especially when you're under so much stress.
And it's great to have options because so many of the brides are already moms or they have a lot of obligations on them. And you're right. And when you're busy going back and forth to work, getting the kids, or even just trying to figure out that dress and they get hungry, you want to look for healthy options, right?
Definitely. And when you're hungry, that's the most dangerous moment because you will break and eat whatever because you're hungry. So with the Nutrisystem plan, you have all these little meals and snacks and you know, you can eat all day long and not lose weight. I mean, not be afraid of what am I eating? Am I going to gain weight, et cetera, et cetera. So that's very, very important.
Yes, and enjoy that moment because, hey, the wedding will be here before you know it. And, Tornay, it's such an honor to have you on the show. Before you leave us, where can our national and international listeners go for more tips for saying yes to that dress?
So first, you can go to my website, PaninaTornay.com. I have many blogs, and I give all my tips, and I love sharing my experience and all the information with my brides from all over the world. And if you want to know more about the Nutrisystem plan, go to Nutrisystem.com and enter the promo code Panina, and there's a special offer for my brides. And, you know, we try to make it as easy as we can for brides. They have enough stress just by planning a wedding. So we're here to help them and to make things easier for them.
And Panina, before you leave us, our officially last question. You're a globally recognized bridal designer, popular all over the place. Any quick advice for any aspiring designers out there that they want to be as great and as well-known as you one day? Quick advice.
Well, just believe in what you do and go for it and work hard. Just, you know, enjoy, because when you enjoy something, then you make others enjoy as well.
Wow, enjoy it. That'll be the last word. Thank you so much for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you, Shayna. Thank you so much.
So he popped the question, and you said yes, but you don't know where to begin. Let Wedding You by Deja B help you with your wedding planning. Wedding You can help you avoid many of the headaches brides experience. On October 16th, you're invited to participate in an interactive educational wedding planning workshop. You'll create a personal vision board that'll be invaluable as you take the journey to your dream wedding. Engaged couples and those supporting the wedding are invited to attend and learn how to avoid common mistakes, how to maximize your budget, and how to choose vendors that are right for you without having to do it all yourself. You'll receive tips and tools to assist in the wedding planning process as you interact with experienced wedding vendors ready to help make sure you have the perfect dream wedding. The workshop will be held at the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce, 6500 Sugarloaf Parkway, Duluth, Georgia, from 11:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. For more information, go to www.weddingubydejavi.com. Again, that's www.weddingubydejavi.com.
Welcome. welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Now, you know here on the program, we put the spotlight on the issues and topics that concern you. And so many times we get all of your messages about finance. That's right, so we're covering it tonight on the show. Now, members of the Gen Z face a range of significant obstacles complicating their retirement planning. That's right, that may be hard to believe that that young generation, many of you listening right now, should be thinking about retirement, but it will come at some point. Now, they will likely need to deal with huge college tuition bills, we know about that, a highly competitive job market, and on average, increased longevity than earlier generations. They will outlive their parents and grandparents. Now, requiring funds to last longer, that's the other side to that. Now, according to the Lincoln Financial Group's MOOD of America survey, there's some very interesting facts, things that they should know. Now, I'm no expert on any of this, but I am so excited right now to have on with us a financial guru. She is chairman and CEO of the Children's Financial Network, Incorporated, the one and only, the acclaimed Neil Godfrey. Neil, welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Shana, it is great to be here with you. Thank you.
Thank you for being on. I do want to note to our national and international audience that you are an acknowledged expert on family and children's finances. Many of us are saying, wait a minute, we need to be up to date on kids' finances. You have to explain. So many guardians and parents are listening right now. How early should we be concerned, really, with their financial state?
Well, frankly, Shana, when they start saying, I want, and rather than just give them that toy or give them money to go do something, that's when we need to start the financial lessons.
Wow. So, Neil, really early on, we're saying that even if it's through action or when we walk into the grocery store or the toy store and they say, I want five toys, you're saying as parents and guardians setting that role model for them, we need to really teach them discipline and restraint?
Absolutely, and that the way you get money is to earn it. And what I was really surprised about in the Lincoln Financial Mood of America survey is that they found out by age 13 years old, these kids started researching and talking to other people about financial planning. I mean, that's shocking. When I was 13, Shana, I was not thinking about this. How about you?
No, I was not. We were not. But this generation, Neil, seems so much more innovative.
Yet they are. First of all, as you said before, that they saw their parents come out of hard economic times.
Yeah.
But the other thing is they are inundated with information. They know what's going on. And what else came out in the survey, which I thought was amazing, is that they actually want to listen to us as parents. Can you imagine there's a topic? I know. Hello. There's a topic they want to hear from us about. So we have to be prepared to do this. And you know what? We have let our kids down. This survey, it's a call to action. It's saying these kids want to listen. They're concerned about this topic, but only 17 states in America have actually mandated the teaching of any financial literacy at all. That is not okay.
Oh, wow.
And that's what's come out in this survey.
You know, do the members of Generation Z, and they're a very early group, obviously late 1990s and 2000s when they, came to be, if you will, or were birthed, do they really understand the significance or the importance of investing, Neil, from your professional perspective?
Well, the good news is that the survey showed that 50%, half of these kids have savings accounts.
Okay, wow.
The bad news is only 7% understand anything about investing.
Okay.
Right to your point. No, they don't get it. And we don't get it. And it's our job as teachers and educators and business people and parents and grandparents, and by the way, Shana, politicians, to have this conversation now. This is a nonpartisan issue. This is an issue actually we all can agree upon.
Yeah,
and these
kids
will not have enough money
to have a
sound financial future. They won't. They just won't unless we teach them also about what investing means and what it is.
You know, Neil, as the members of Generation Z enter the workforce, and we're starting to see that more and more, how can organizations and companies and even individuals help utilize technology to connect with this young and booming population about their futures? How can we make it work? Because that seems to be really the way, not to sound like a cliche that you've got to bring technology into it, but, you know, there seems to be a divide for baby boomers in particular and Generation Xers who are very familiar with technology, but Gen Z, they seem to live it and breathe it.
They do. They're connected to a device, and they are tech savvy. Then you know what? There are fintech solutions. There are mobile investing devices. They can not only learn about investing, they can actually do it. And you know what? They have tons of excuses. I have too much debt. I have this to pay for, that to pay for. But you know what? Shana, you know, if you sat down as a family, you could figure out how to have less designer coffee and less designer water and less pizzas and less, I have to go out with my friends and the blazer was calling me and, you know, to me and I have to wear it. You know what? You can cut back. And they could get $50 a week out of their budget. And you know what that would mean to them if they invested it? And let's just say at 5% per year for 50 years. That would mean they would have over $500,000 saved, and they wouldn't miss one penny of that. But if they leave it in the savings account because they don't understand about investing, and at today's rates, and if we compound that, they're only going to have a little over $100,000. That's what they're leaving on the table right now.
Which is, I mean, and a lot of contributes to that. We know there are student loans that continue to be through the roof. With that being said, I want to focus a little, I know you're no politician, but on the P word, politics. Presidential politics is booming right now. You know, I know from different surveys, so many people say they feel overwhelmed when it comes to their financial responsibility or their debt. As Generation Z emerges into the workforce and the others, the rest of us, if you will, anything in particular we should be noting when we think about presidential politics and finances?
Well, if you're going to talk about politics, here's the amazing thing that came out of a lot of the research, is that actually Republicans and Democrats agree on this topic.
Okay.
We are undereducated in this country. I'm really concerned about that in terms of our financial future.
Yes.
We need to band together. This is nonpartisan. This is take it off the table of Democrats and Republicans. This is our nation. And the Lincoln Financial Survey showed if our kids are asking for information, it behooves us to give it to them. And unless we all band together, we are not going to supply these kids with the financial future that they need. We will not remain the leader in the world economic situation.
Okay.
That's the call to action.
Beautiful. So you're saying let's take the politics out of it. Let's do what's best for society overall, and let's all really get educated when it comes to the finances. But, Neil, I want to pinpoint you on that. You know, so many of members of Generation Z dream of college or have gone to college or at some point plan to finish it. And, you know, a lot of times you take so many college courses on philosophy and biology, but often the education of financial survivorship, I'm going to make that word up, is just not there. What resources, what outlets can people realistically use, perhaps when their degree really doesn't focus on it?
Well, the fact of the matter, education is not just to get a job, but 74% of these kids from the survey said that getting a job is really important. They are focused. They are there. And the survey is saying exactly that. We're focused. We want to be there, and we want support from you, business, educators, everybody.
I see. So it's important that everyone is empowered to make the right decisions. Any lasting notes for parents or guardians or grandparents who are saying, well, I want to help them. I want the Generation Z to achieve much more than I ever did. But you know this, Neil, that the cost of college secondary education is higher than it has ever been in the history of the United States. And those well-intended parents want to sign their names on every single loan. I know you can't make a generalization. Just in principle, is you think it's a great idea for parents to put their names on loans?
Well, I don't want you to risk your retirement to get the kids to college. They can borrow for college. They can't retire. You can't borrow for retirement. So I want you to think about that. But I do also want you to lower the expectations for the kids then. If you can afford community college, super.
Okay.
Start out with 2 years of that and move into a four-year college.
Beautiful.
Don't let the kids do that. Shayna, this has been absolutely fantastic. Love to come back. Love to talk to you about this more. This is what's important for our nation. There's a lot we can do.
Especially our youth, and I know you're committed to that. Again,
yes.
It's the one and only Neil Godfrey. She has worked with children and youth over a span of years when it comes to finances. Really quick, Neil, where can we go for more information about the Lincoln Survey, and where can we find more information about you?
Well, we will make sure that we send more information about the survey and me to you right after this interview.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great.
I'm sure they
love
can also put your name in the search engine.
You got it. Thanks,
thank you for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thorpe. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning radio talk show, Let's Talk America. Now, when it comes to seeing clearly, the path to better sight has become the latest battleground for mobile health versus traditional methods. Now, some states are banning online eye tests, saying these tests are not a substitute for comprehensive in-person eye exams that many of us have come to know over the years. Now, I'm no expert at any of this, but I am excited and honored to have on with us a gentleman who is. He is a licensed optometrist, and he is also an expert who's going to break all of this down. I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Howard Purcell. How are you, and welcome to Let's Talk America Radio.
Good morning or good evening, Shayna. Thank you. I appreciate that wonderful welcome.
Oh, we're so honored to have you on. Now, we're putting the spotlight on our eye health, but you know technology has evolved, and we can do just about anything online now, doctor. But as I said at the opening, there are some states beginning to ban online testing for the eyes. Tell me, is it a safety concern?
Well, that's a great question, really, and I think, as we know and as you stated, technology is affecting every aspect of our life, so why would we be surprised that it's beginning to affect even the opportunity to get your eyes examined? But today, I would suggest your listeners think a little bit about an online eye exam today as kind of that first cell phone. It had some capabilities, but it was certainly very limited. In fact, today, online eye exams are probably more about their limitations and what they can't do than what they really can. So very quickly, here's the important fact to know. The eye exam is made up of two components. It's the refractive component, which is one, that basically comes up with the prescription for your glasses, assesses the visual capabilities of your eyes. But on the other side, and probably more importantly, is the health assessment, not only of the eyes, but of your general system. Today, the online eye exams at best can handle the refractive component in pretty straightforward cases, but they have not been able to yet be advanced enough to be able to look at the health of the eyes.
Okay.
So that's where the concern exists for many of myself and many of my colleagues is we want to make sure the consumer understands this only at best takes care of a small component of what the comprehensive eye exam is about.
I see. So you're saying there could be perhaps some things that are okay about online, but there's still some things where you want to go in person and see an optometrist, ophthalmologist, right?
Absolutely. In fact, you'll see if you go on to any of those online eye exams, they will all say this is not a substitute for a comprehensive eye exam. And by the way, a comprehensive eye exam is something everyone should have every year. It's really important not only for vision but for ocular health and general health as well.
Yeah, I want to bring that up because many people, when they say, well, getting an eye exam, Dr. Purcell, that's for individuals who have been wearing glasses or eye contacts or had laser surgery, eye surgery that we hear so much about. It's not for me because, hey, I'm healthy. I even walk or run throughout the week. But you're saying even if you seem healthy, we need to treat our eyes as if we do a normal physical exam every year, every other year, right?
I actually couldn't have said it any better myself, and I'll add to your comments that most of the diseases affecting the eye have literally minimal to no early signs. So that's the problem, right? We think we're healthy. If we see okay, we think our eyes are fine. And unfortunately, diseases like glaucoma, you've heard of some of these diseases,
yes,
they don't really have them. By the time you notice symptoms, it's so far advanced, it becomes much more difficult to manage.
You know, to talk more about glaucoma, so we recently learned that it actually has to do with, the angular of the eye, which, to your point, it could be festering for even years with no signs, and then when the symptoms show up, that's when you really don't want to get there, right?
That's absolutely right. Glaucoma is a disease that actually affects your peripheral vision, so your side vision.
Yes.
But if you think about it, with both eyes open, if there's subtle changes way out in the periphery of your vision, you're very unlikely to notice that. So by the time you notice it, it's so far advanced that, number one, when nerves are dead, we can't revitalize them, and number two, it's affected you in a pretty significant way. So glaucoma is one of many examples where getting that comprehensive eye exam, allowing your eye care practitioner to look in your eyes, examine your eyes, unfortunately something today we can't do virtually, is so critically important. And it's critically important at all ages, kids especially.
Yes. We are putting the spotlight on eye health with the one and only Dr. Howard Purcell. He is he's an optometrist, and he's breaking it all down. Now, you mentioned glaucoma, which, of course, seems to resonate with a lot of our baby boomers or Generation Xers, but I want to focus on children. You just brought it up. Why is it so important that they get checked out? Because, you know, we say, hey, they're in their prime, they're often slim, they're running around, they have to be healthy, right, Dr. Purcell?
Well, we assume that. I think most kids assume they're pretty much super people. They can deal with just about anything. But let's think about the real little ones for a minute first. If you have decreased vision, if you're not seeing well, what we see so often in our practice, many of these kids are being diagnosed with attention deficit type disorders. Think about it. You're a kid. You're sitting in the back of the room. You can't see. Very unlikely you're going to wave at everybody, hey, I can't see. I got a problem. What you're likely to do is start talking to people, disrupting things, being distracted because you can't focus. And so we see so all too often these diagnoses being made, medications being given to children, when at the root of the cause was candidly just a vision problem.
Wow.
So it's Eye Exam Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. We need to make sure we get our kids' eyes examined. By the way, Shana, 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. have a vision problem that's not being addressed. They're never going to reach their full potential unless we help them with that.
You know, quick question. If a child is not showing symptoms or it seems to be fine, is it still a good idea to get them an eye exam?
Well, it is, and I'm really glad you asked that as well, because think about a child. They don't know the difference, right? If they've always had a vision deficit, they think that's the way they're supposed to see.
Okay.
So it becomes so critical that mom and dad are real observant. Let's see, is anything out of the ordinary? Are they rubbing their eyes, holding things very close, squinting a little bit, complaining of some headaches? Mom and dads are great at noticing these things. Share that with the doctor. Share that with the eye care practitioner so they can be prepared to make sure they're assessing the full gamut of needs for the child.
What great information. Before you leave us, Dr. Purcell, are there any other problems causing eye strain right now? Because I've heard so much about all of these smartphone devices. Hey, is that helping or hurting our eyes?
Well, I'll tell you what. Today, the latest data we've seen, probably between 11 and 12 hours a day we're spending on our screens. And that's kids, adults, everyone. The eyes are just being used very differently. Think about your eye as a muscle. That muscle being strained up close and trying to focus up close. We need to spend a little more time outdoors, a little less time on the screen. We know that's hard to do, though. So we're going to protect our kids' eyes by those rays that are coming out of those devices, by the bad rays that are coming from the sun. There's good stuff and bad stuff.
Okay.
We need to make sure we're protecting their eyes from that. There's easy ways to do it. And one last thing I'll give you that's a good little hint for everybody. It's called the 20-20-20 rule.
Okay.
Every 20 minutes, take a 20-second break and look at least 20 feet away out at a distance. That's going to work that muscle in the other direction. It's hard to tell our kids to get off those screens, but hopefully we can ensure that they do the 20-20-20 rule every once in a while. Give those eyes a little break.
Wow, what great information. Tell me this, Dr. Purcell, where can our national and international listeners go for more information?
I thought you'd never ask, Shana. Thank you for asking that. So at Essilor, we believe in improving lives by improving sight. That's our mission, and we try to make as much rich information and content available to all ages. Best place to go, EssilorUSA.com. So that's EssilorUSA.com. And remember, Eye Exam Awareness Month, Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. Let's keep those eyes healthy, and let's give our kids every opportunity to reach their full potential.
Great information. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk America Radio.
Thank you, Shana.
This is DJ Nicholas, gospel reggae from Kingston, Jamaica, and you're listening to Let's Talk America. Keep it locked.
Welcome back, everyone. That's an official wrap for our show for this Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us. If you missed any part of this show or you simply want to listen to one of the interviews again, remember to visit our website at ltaradio.com, and you will be led to the various outlets you can go to listen to the replay podcast. Remember, our podcasts are available at any time. If you happen to have an iPhone, go to iTunes. It's the quickest way to check us out. All right. We're here for you at your convenience with our replay podcast of our new episodes. Well, everyone, thanks for sticking with us. Remember, we keep you informed. One quick housekeeping community note. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is proud to present the inaugural A Celebration of Hope, a community benefit luncheon taking place on Saturday, November the 19th, 2016 in Georgia. We are continuing to seek support because proceeds go to the SWAG program of Connecting Henry, where that program is amazing, and it actually assists those students 16 to 24 years old who are economically disadvantaged, and it helps them get their GED and or high school diploma. Okay, so do check it out. It's a great cause to support. Please visit ltaradio.com and simply click on 2016 Benefit Luncheon on the top menu bar. Okay, it's easy to support us and let others know. Well, you know we love timely talk here on LTA Radio. Also, great music. And tonight I'm so excited to present music of Cassinda James. She's a vocalist based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And the song is titled Psalm 100. Psalm 100 by Cassinda James. All right, enjoy the music. A special thanks to all of our independent artists and those signed on labels. Thank you for continuing to submit music to Let's Talk America Radio. We will be back on live this Saturday night on WAEC Love 868 radio station out of Atlanta, Georgia. Stay with us. That will be a new broadcast with new exclusive interviews. Thank you for listening to your very own homegrown radio news program, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton is an entity of Padgett and Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2016. Views and opinions of guests are their own. They do not represent the staff or production team of Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio.